All right. 'Tis the season to be jolly. And we're going to help you with that, bringing back a motivational conversation that I had with Candace Haynes.
At any point in life, when you want something to be different, you choose to make it different. Make it different.
I like that. And you said you choose.
The next thing I want you guys to, you choose. It's your choice. So many people say, well, you know, I have to go to work. You don't have to go to work. You don't have to do anything. You know, I got to the point when I was like, I'm a grown-up. I was at work, so I go to work. And Sunday night, Paul, tell me if you've ever felt this way before. I know you're living your passion now, but tell me if you ever had this type of job. On Sunday night, feel sick to your stomach. Sick to your stomach about having to go to work the next day. You're coming up with excuses on why you can't go in. Well, you kind of got a headache. You know what? Maybe I can have a dental appointment. Maybe I can have something else going on. That you don't have to show up because you're miserable.
I tell you what, I know that has got to be a terrible way to live. Going to bed feeling miserable, knowing you're going to wake up the same way. Our guest, ladies and gentlemen, our guest, yours and mine, Miss Candace Haynes, and I'll be right back. Stay with us. You know, one of the things that can make life so enriching is when we're getting to the point where we decide that we really do want to move forward in life, doing everything that we can to make life as pleasant as possible, as beneficial as possible, as productive as possible for ourselves and for others. I really had to put in that part, and for others, because, you know, one of the things that can be so easy for us to fall into is selfishness, where we're only concerned about getting ahead ourselves. But, you know, one of the things that our Creator told us to do is to make sure that we are concerning ourselves not only with those things that are of our own interest, but also concerning ourselves with the interests of others. And it's so amazing to me to watch people who do help other people express facially, as well as in their voices, how much gain they receive from helping other people. Whether that means helping them grab a bag of groceries and get them into the house, or an older person putting the bags of groceries in the car and someone says, hey, I'm going to help this person. Whether it means opening the door, just opening the door and holding the door open for someone else who is able-bodied and could easily open that door and keep it open him or herself. Open it for them and hold it because they were right there. I mean, almost on your heels when you open that door. So you decided that rather than just let it close and practically close in their face, you'd hold it open for them. You'd take the extra, 10 seconds, 20 seconds at the most, to just stand there and hold the door open for them. And that's something that can be appreciated, especially when we think about the times that we saw someone quickly glance over their shoulder to see us no more than 4 seconds away from them, maybe no more than 2 seconds away from them, and to make sure that they wouldn't be caught holding the door open for us, they opened the door just wide enough to get their bodies through the opening, and then they quickly let it go so that 1 second after they passed through the opening, we'd have to open the door ourselves. We'd be at the door, the entrance to that same building, and we'd have to open the door ourselves. We've seen males and females do that. Many of us have seen that. We've experienced it. But what about that good feeling when someone realizes they might have to hang around for 10 seconds, 15 seconds, 20 seconds, but the person behind them is so close that to them, to us, it just makes more sense to go ahead and keep the door open, just hold it open for them. How about helping someone get a job? How about seeing someone's car broken down on the road and they're trying to push that car off to the side to get it out of the way of oncoming traffic get it out of the flow of traffic, and they can't push it by themselves. It's too heavy. They need someone to steer it. They need someone to push. Next thing you know, two, three, four people have parked their cars, gotten out, and they're out there on that car. And isn't it beautiful when we see people do this, regardless of color? A white person helping a black person helping a white person, two or three people helping a total stranger. There's something about doing what's right and good that does so much good for the person who does what's right and good. We even have people who do a great job of motivating us, inspiring us. They take the time to study, to find out how the brain works, so that they know what motivates us, what inspires us, what gets us going. And some people will do this to the point where they decide they're going to spend so much time with that, that they're going to develop some expertise in helping to motivate and inspire other people, so that hopefully those people that they're trying to inspire and motivate will begin to dream if they haven't already begun to dream, and then will follow through on the dream to take the steps necessary to help bring the dream to life. Candace Haynes is one of those people who spends time learning how to and then motivating other people. I'm going to share with you during this time of the year as we move into the bona fide holiday season. We get closer, closer, closer to it. Some inspirational messages from two people as I take you back into time a bit with two previous conversations with two great motivational speakers. Candace Haynes, to be followed up by Sean Manley. Here they are. First, Candace. On Speaking With Carl Thornton Jr.